This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. What about come Thursday when no less a person than the Secretary of the Treasury has told us the United States won't be able to pay its bills? The prospect of a default, whether slow motion or all at once, has been the boogeyman under the bed. That thing's so terrible that nobody wants to go there, much less talk about it. But Thursday is going to come one way or another, right? So Marketplace's Sabri Benishour takes us there.
Let's just imagine, worst case scenario, the U.S. Treasury misses a payment. Maybe October 17th, maybe a few days later. Eric Stein is with investment management firm Eaton Vance.
You're going to see stock markets in particular sell off.
As markets open that day from Tokyo to New York, they fall, wiping out a lot of wealth along the way. Think about your 401k. Now, when you or I miss a payment on our credit card, our interest rates go up. Same thing would happen here, says Sam Chandon, chief economist at Chandon Economics. Thing is, government interest rates are tied to a lot of other interest rates.
When it gets more expensive for the U.S. government to finance its debt, it gets more expensive for everyone to finance their debt.
Think mortgages, car loans, student debt. And after a while, banks themselves start having trouble. Here's Eric Stein with Eaton Vance.
That could get very, very messy. It really affects the plumbing of the financial system.
Banks use short-term government debt as collateral when they borrow from each other each day to cover people withdrawing money for groceries or payroll or whatever. If they don't have collateral, they can't lend to each other, and they're sure not going to lend to you.
There's a seizing up of the credit markets, and there's less funding that goes out to the real economy, whether that be funding to large corporations, funding for mortgage backs, funding to small companies.
Banks have actually done this before. In 2008, says Michael Farr with Farr Miller Washington.
They stopped lending overnight, and all of a sudden, Lehman Brothers, that was financially viable 2 days before, suddenly went under. So things can move very quickly.
Even flirting with these consequences has consumer confidence down to a 9-month low. But let me just say that most people do not believe the U.S. is going to default. Eric Stein.
Might go to the last second of the last hour, but I think an actual default is very, very unlikely.
Why not? Well, because...
That's really a moronic, stupid thing to do.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.